This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My name is Russ Masterton. It's Joy 94.9. It is the Escape Hour. With me today on the panel, I've got the lovely Ted Lombardo.
Hello. I've got a voice thing happening.
That's so a very sexy voice you've got today.
I'm not putting that on.
I love it. I love it. We want you to talk the whole hour.
Yeah.
The mystery man on air.
Yeah.
Well, if he talks the whole hour, he won't be able to get through the show, though, because that's a lot of talking.
That's a lot of talking.
And that, my friends, is the lovely Fiona Brooke. Hello, Fee. How are you?
I'm super. Thank
you. That's good. You've had a good week?
Busy.
Always busy,
I went to Atlas Dining, actually.
Oh, how'd you like that?
Yeah, that was very interesting. Yeah. Its theme was Mexican, and it just wasn't really as Mexican as, I mean, I really love Mexican food, but it was certainly a good experience.
Yeah,
fantastic.
And you're going to help get Charlie on the show,
yes,
right?
Yes, hopefully, yep.
Well, good.
Yep,
I'd love to have him on.
Definitely.
And Atlas Dining, you loved the cuisine and you thought it was
really
wonderful?
Really delicious, absolutely. I think my favourite dish was the fish.
Yum.
But anyway, so that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. Excellent. And Ted, you've been coastal travelling this week, which, is that right? You've been down to Anglesey?
That was last week.
Was it? Okay,
yeah,
all right.
A post that the photo was taken.
It is beautiful down on the surf coast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was that down like, I thought it looked like Bush Rangers Bay from the photo.
No, it's Anglesey. Yeah.
Oh, Anglesey.
Yeah, so it's about an hour and a half out of Melbourne, just beyond Torquay. Mm. So it's beautiful down there.
Mm. Bells Beach area.
Yeah, so that's just beyond Bells Beach, I think.
Look, you know, when I was a wee gay, so a much younger gay, I grew up in Port Arlington, and the minute I got my driver's license at 18, I would go down to Bells Beach and the Surf Coast, and I'd be watching all of the surfers.
What was the gay scene like in Port Arlington?
There was no gay scene in Port Arlington.
It was just you.
It was just me. I was the only gay in the village of 900 people, so I couldn't wait to get down and look at all of those surfers changing out of their wetsuits at the end of the day.
You're still doing it.
Well, you know, it was a bit like Puberty Blues. Have you ever seen the movie Puberty Blues?
I was
the mole on the beach.
Hey, wow. Someone had to be.
Do you know, that does remind me, actually, because I was at Anglesey not that long ago, and as I was standing on the beach, this extremely handsome man came towards me with his wetsuit peeled down halfway, and I was like, whoa. Holy
did you have to
moly.
Fan yourself,
I
love?
I did have to fan myself. It was hot.
There's lots of them down there.
Are either of you ABBA fans?
Yeah.
I was a massive ABBA fan when I was a child.
Were you a bit of a Muriel? you're a bit too cool to be a Muriel, I think.
Love the film.
Yeah.
The Muriel. Such a fabulous film.
Well, while I was doing a bit of, you know, show research in the early hours of this morning, Foxtel had Muriel's Wedding on and God, it is such an amazing movie. I'd absolutely
love it.
You can
watch it over and over, really.
And, you know, you just wish there was a town called Pauper Spit.
Yeah.
I mean, I really want to go to Pauper Spit.
And you want to be able to say to everybody, you're terrible, Muriel. and that lady. Oh, what a coincidence. It's Deirdre Chambers. Isn't it amazing how she just popped up everywhere? Yeah. Well, the musical's playing in Sydney.
It's back, isn't it?
It is. So for any travel folk out there, if you want to jump up on a plane and head to Sydney, you can see the new musical.
That's great.
Do you know who's starring in it?
I don't, but it's actually been adapted by PJ Hogan, who is the writer and the producer of the movie. Mm. And he's got this interesting lady from South Africa who has done all of the choreography for the show and adapted it to a stage musical. So I'm sure it will be absolutely fabulous.
Will it travel, you think?
I'm hoping so. I mean, really, Melbourne's the
music theatre capital
of Australia, and if not, you know, I like to think the world. So, you know, we put on damn good shows here
absolutely.
In Melbourne. So.
There is a place called Broadway, of course, which does, you know, a pretty damn fine musical.
Other place, too.
Whatever.
A bit far away,
And then there is they call it in the UK? It's
the West End.
West End. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say the East End, but I got the wrong end.
You haven't been watching Corrie.
No. Look, I have to say, I'm not actually a musical theatre fan.
Okay, all right.
But there are some fantastic ones out there. My favourite is West Side Story.
Oh, is it?
When you're a jet all the way.
Okay,
you have a cigarette to your
You want
last
to live in America,
day.
Don't you?
I've tried that. Did that a bit.
You've done that.
Did that a bit.
What's your favourite musical, Ted?
Do you know what? Dear Evan Hansen, and I just saw that in December of last year. And it had literally just opened, and that's my new favorite one. It's a great story. The music is great. Yeah. Ben Platt is in it. He's only in it until June. Maybe it's April he finishes up. But it won Best Show at the Tony Awards this year, and I predicted that. And I did. When I got back, I definitely predicted it. But the music's really cool, and it's a great story. It's a good show if you get the chance to see it. I was back in New York when I was in New York the last 2 weeks ago. You couldn't get tickets for it.
Wow.
Because it was just sold out, so obviously, since they get the notoriety of being Best Show. You know, good luck getting a ticket.
So you had to settle for School of Rock instead.
I did settle for School.
And that's a great
show. I wasn't actually settling. No, it was a great show. I really loved it.
I cannot believe these kids are all, they look like they're 5 or 6 years old and they can play.
Yeah. I think they're probably
musical.
A little older than that.
You think so?
Yeah,
they must be little people.
No, but
people
they're very talented. Seriously.
You must have been a long way from the stage.
No, I had the front row, but they look so tiny. I'm just going to throw out a bit of bragging rights there. I'm off to New York in January to say Hello Dolly.
Oh, where are you going?
The famous Bette.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bette Midler.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So you actually have tickets?
Yes, and I'm not going to tell you how much they cost because it's insane. Only a true diehard fan would spend the money I've spent. But I will absolutely faint if she's goes out sick for the evening.
That won't happen.
No, it won't.
No, don't think about it.
I'm channeling Bette every day between now and January.
No, she's a professional. She'll show up.
Now, I've got a question for you two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the yes vote's passed now and we're just waiting for it all to become legislation, right? Okay, so what I want to know from both of you is when you both get engaged in this day and age of PT and political correctness and all of that sort of stuff, will you be referring to your partner as your fiancé?
That is not something I've really thought about. I think the concept of engagements is really totally daggy and dated. And however, there is a total sort of, movement of young people that are doing that sort of thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of a bit old for the concept of fiancés and engagements. Yeah. And I mean, I wouldn't mind a ring.
Hey.
But I could just get the ring. I don't need the rest of it.
No. You don't even need the husband or the fiancé, just the
really
damn ring.
I don't need the husband, I just need the ring. I certainly wouldn't. But what about you, Tad?
So you know how you go around now and you introduce, Mr. Right or Mr. Right now as, this is my partner. How would you feel about introducing him as, here's my fiancé?
It's a fun word, though.
I mean, what else would you call them?
I don't know.
Do you think that's too heterosexual?
I think it's very old-fashioned. But, I understand. What do our listeners think? How can our listeners contact us today and let us know if they would call their future husband or wife fiancé? We would like you to message us in now, Fee.
You can SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. You can leave a message with the lovely Neil at the front desk at 1300-JOY-949. He will ferry the message into us, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au and we can get that email in the studio. We can't reply, though.
No, we can't reply, but we'll certainly mention you on air. So if you are about to be engaged to your Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now or Mrs. Forever, we would love to hear from you on what you would call your partner for life. Is it fiancé or partner or the better half? I don't know.
BFF. Whatever.
Yeah,
So there's lots of names, ball and chain.
Could be,
all sorts of things.
There's a few other
There's another one I like too, divorcee.
Divorcee, do you?
A friend of mine makes this fantastic,
you're a divorcee, aren't you?
Yeah.
A friend of mine makes this fantastic cocktail called the Gay Divorcee. Really fun to drink.
I haven't had one yet.
Oh, I'll have to get the recipe. I'll bring it in for next week's show.
All right. That sounds
great. Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.